French Muslims are suffering two kinds of anxiety in the wake of the terrorist attacks on Paris. There's the trauma of the event itself, but also the fear of backlash. Rokhaya Diallo is a French social activist and a writer. She started an organization to fight racism in the media. She joins us now on the line from Paris. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Hi.
What is the feeling? What is the mood like in Paris today as a French Muslim?
As a French, first, the mood is French and a Parisian, the mood is very sad, and the streets are less empty than they were yesterday, but still. And as a French Muslim, it's very difficult because we have been asked for hours to say openly that we didn't stand for the terrorist attacks. And it's very sad because many Muslims died, actually, on Friday.
Mm. How does the response to these attacks, Rokhaya, compare to what you saw after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in January? Does it feel different? Is the response different, especially the fear of a backlash?
It's different in the way that the shock is deeper. In January, the target were very precise. Those were journalists for political reasons, Jews, even if it's, you know, I don't try to justify, but it sounded like having a reason. But on Friday, it was only random people in the streets, most belonging to the same generation, my generation actually, and in the side of Paris that was most progressive and festive. So people are really feeling like anybody could be shot and anybody could be targeted by the terrorist attacks. Mm.
There have been long-standing debates in France about how to integrate immigrant communities and Muslim communities in particular into the mainstream culture. Have you felt that? Do you, as a Muslim woman in France, feel French? Are you allowed to feel French?
The thing is that I think that integration is not the right word. As many Muslim and Black people, I was born and raised in France. I speak French. I dream in French. So I don't have to integrate because I'm French and I belong to this country. The thing is that the country is still seeing itself as a white and Christian country. Hmm. So people who are not white, people who are Muslim, they are always asked where they are from, and they have to justify themselves. So that's the reason why Muslims are pointed out, because people think that there is a suspicion toward Muslims because as they are not seen as fully French, they need to speak out louder than any other French. And that's the problem, because we are French, we have always been French, and we don't want our identity to be questioned anytime there is a crisis, because we suffer the consequences of the terrorism as much as anyone, because I have, you know, have friends who have lost friends, and I know people who died actually on Friday, like, you know, any Parisian from my generation, and I shouldn't be asked, be demanded to stand out louder than any other French, because being a Muslim don't make me naturally close to the attackers.
Hmm. Rokhaya Diallo is a French social activist. She joined us on the line from Paris to share her reflections on this day. Thank you so much for talking with us, Rokhaya.
Thank you. Thank you so much.